KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers today. I'm Jack Anderson, and we're joined by local four-piece Polyaction. I would love to start with a song. Years from Austin-based quartet Polyaction. They've got the release show for their debut album, Baby's First Rock and Roll, this Thursday at Hotel Vegas. And I am sitting here in Studio 1A chatting with fronting vocalist Ray Garza. How's your day going, Ray?
Oh, man, it's going great. How's your day going?
A lot better now, I gotta say.
Awesome.
So I first met you through Lola Trider, our mutual friend Lauren Burton, and actually
Yes. You
guys came through a couple months back, maybe more than a couple, but some months back in Studio 1A. When did Polyaction get together?
We got together in 2015. We've all been friends for a long time and kind of played in the same circle of friends and never really together in this configuration. I had some songs and I asked if they wanted to hang out and play, and it's been going ever since.
So how does that songwriting process work? Do you come with a lot of stuff to the table, or do you just kind of come with like some loose ideas, let these guys fill out the rest?
That's exactly it, yeah. I used to, right before I put the band together, I was recording a lot of demos. And then the moment we had our first rehearsal, like, my demo making stopped because I would just bring in little snippets of songs, and they did such a great job filling it all in. It's really important that, you know, it be a band and everyone contribute and feel like they have their own personality injected into these songs, so it's very important.
Do you find that your mentality as a songwriter, does that change from playing, like, with Lola Trida, taking kind of, like, a back seat in that versus kind of having the front here? Does that ever change in your mind?
Yeah, it's two different experiences. You know, I'm kind of having to think of everything, make sure everything's moving smoothly in Polyaction, whereas if I'm a player in someone else's band, I'm kind of best utilized if I'm given direction and told what to do. And it's, yeah, definitely not the same for Polyaction. But, we try to consider everything and all the parts that go into a band and make sure that everyone's happy and enjoys doing what they're doing.
It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. We've got Poly Action here in Studio 1A. So I want to talk about this new album. It's called Baby's First Rock and Roll. And so this is the debut record, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we got how many songs on here?
10 songs.
10 songs. So how long did this take to record?
It was kind of when we had time and money, we'd go into the studio. We recorded at Estuary Recording Facility. The tracking itself didn't take too long. The mixing is what takes the most consideration, making sure everything's at the right level and everything sounds good. But man, we're so thrilled that it's done and ready to let it go into the world. And very excited, obviously, for the release on the 9th, this Thursday at Vegas. Toma's playing, Lowen, and Nick Armstrong and the Thieves. I'm huge fans of all three, and I can't believe they agreed to play.
That's a great
lineup.
Totally
taken aback. So, yeah, very excited.
So real quick, before we hear another one off the new album, I want to talk about this album artwork. And I understand that Ben, the drummer, you made this. How did this idea come around? For the listeners, it's this weird kind of almost like MS Paint looking thing, and it's a guy in a tuxedo with multiple chins, and he's not looking too pleased. I don't know.
Well, I've been kind of kicking around a few ideas for album artwork in the weeks leading up to submitting it, and just kind of showed Ray what I had, and just happened to kind of catch this goofy doodle in the side of the sketchbook, and he was like, "That's the thing."
Yeah.
I was like, "Okay, man." And then everyone else I showed it to had the same immediate just kind of laughing and just what is this? I was like, that's a good sign. People are responding. So let's go with it.
Yeah. Ben sent me this a text of just doodles he had in his book. And that thing jumped out right away. It's like, that's it. That's the cover. Let's do that.
All right. Well, it's Poly Action here in Studio 1A. You can catch the release show for their debut album, Baby's First Rock and Roll, this Thursday at Hotel Vegas, along with Toma, Lowen, and Nick Armstrong. Doors are opening at 9 p.m. Ray, what are we going to hear next?
This one's called Broken Backbone. I've got a broken backbone. It's been there for years. I can't stand tall, 'cause I'm governed by fear. But something keeps dancing in the back of my mind. A dim little light that you can only find in the stories that I used to read, about how the lonely, they got everything that they need. I'm breaking old habits, I'm changing my voice, I'm getting in line to be the next one that you don't need. But I don't mind, I need something that's real. I need a little bit of love, I hope that'll heal. Is providing the heat for you. Guided by voices, your favorite band, to the collapse, surgical focus is spinning, and it sounds so clean, and it's got me thinking, is this more of the same? My hands, they are shaking. Holy matrimony, church on fire is providing the heat for you. Mm-hmm.
It's Pauly Action here in Studio 1A. You can catch out the release show for their new album, Baby's First Rock and Roll, this Thursday at Hotel Vegas, along with Toma, Lowen, and Nick Armstrong. So that was Backbone, and I'm talking with frontman Ray Garza. Ray, that was amazing.
Thanks. Thank you.
Cannot wait for the show. And do you mind taking a moment for our listeners to introduce your fellow band members?
Of course, yeah. My name is Ray Garza. On the bass, we have Zane Frisch. We have on guitar and keyboards, soon to be keyboards, Yanni Sarmiento. And on drums and a backup vocals, Ben Humphreys, who also designed the album artwork.
Well, it's Pauly Action here in Studio 1A. Catch their album release show this Thursday at Hotel Vegas. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And can't wait to have you back again. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, assisted by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew is led by Martin Donascimento, assisted by Travis Hood, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jack Anderson, and this is KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.